Good day, my friends. Dr. Tim Tuden with Harvest Christian Ministries. I'm so glad you've taken time to listen to this broadcast. Today's sermon is one that will lift you up, one that will encourage you to run this race with patience, looking to Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. We're a small ministry with big ideas who serve a great and mighty God. And now, today's message.
Let the church say amen. The church is the body of believers, amen? So you are the church. Wherever you go and you take the name of Jesus with you, you essentially become the church. The church is not a building. It's the people. Let's bow today. Father, we do thank you for every opportunity we get to share your word. It is always our prayer that we might decrease and that you might increase. Save someone today, encourage another, but when this time is done, we'll give your name the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise be to God. I want to certainly thank God for even on last week. Minister Washington led the worship and preached, and we thank God for his availability and for your kindness and your leadership that the program continues to go. Yeah, indeed. It doesn't take one person for it to happen. And I thank you for your prayers that even while we were there in Florida, we tried to get back some footage of what we were doing down south. Thank God for the beach as well. Praise Jesus. There's a word from the Lord today that comes from the Gospel of Mark, and the whole ninth chapter is certainly worth reading. We're going to pick it up at the 20th verse. It reads, "So they brought him. When the Spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into a convulsion. He fell to the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth. Jesus asked the boy's father, 'How long has he been this way?' 'From childhood,' he answered. 'It has often thrown him into the fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us.' 'If you can,' said Jesus, 'everything is possible for one who believes.' Immediately the boy's father exclaimed or shouted, 'I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief.'" I want to share today from the sermonic title, "Faith, Don't Fail Me Now." Faith, don't fail me now. There are so many times in life when we all struggle, all find ourselves trying to grasp a certain set of circumstances in which we have no control over. Our hearts, our minds, our hands fall short of dealing with some of these real deep issues. If time permitted, and I were to ask you, how is life? You would tell me about all that you're going through. You would tell me about your testimony. The good, the bad, the ugly, and how there are times when you feel like your faith has failed you. Now, in some circles, it's not proper to discuss your midnight hours. It's not proper to tell your business. But every now and then, we're praying about a problem, and we go to bed with it. And the next morning, it's still there. And we wonder, why hasn't anything changed in our circumstances? Did I not say the right words? Did I not form it just right? Maybe my prayers are being held at bay in heaven. We all ask these questions, and it's there within one simple plea: faith, don't fail me now. I see it unfolding this morning in our Bible story. Jesus is there on a mountaintop. He and John, James, and Peter, those in the inner circle, and they're having a time because during that time, Jesus is transformed. His whole countenance becomes white. And man, the disciples are like, wow. In the midst of that, Elijah and Moses show up on the scene and they begin to converse. And Peter says, man, we ought to just relocate and build a tabernacle right here. And then, of course, God speaks and says, this is my beloved son. Do exactly what he says. And sometimes in our own mountaintop, we got to come down from that mountain. You may be at a high place right now, but for every mountaintop, there is a valley experience. But won't God bring you through? Hasn't he brought you through? Hasn't he made your life so much better? Can I get two amens? Every now and then, we don't show it, but life can be a little rough. But thank God for Jesus that situations will turn around. It may not come when we want it to come, but thank God, isn't he right on time? Oh, y'all still not feeling me this morning. You've had some things in life. You've worn your knees out praying about them. And then all of a sudden, God shows up. All of a sudden, God makes a way out of nowhere. All of a sudden, your days become brighter. But there's that moment and that peace where you say, faith, don't fail me now. So they come down from the mountain. And there's chaos. There are some religious leaders. There's some other disciples. And they're going at it. And Jesus steps in the midst of their conversation. Isn't Jesus something? He knew what was going on. But he still raises the question, what's the problem? And the word goes out, your disciples could not heal this kid who was possessed by demons. This kid who's always being thrown to the ground, this family always going through, and your disciples, your guys, could not cast out the demon. Now, first of all, Jesus gets them straight. He says, you faithless people, what's your problem? How long must I be with you and you still don't get it? Bring the boy to me. And the Lord will tell you sometimes to bring that issue to me. Bring your problem to me. Bring your heartaches to me. Bring that thing that gets you. Bring it to me. My God, I like that. I mean, I don't mean a boy, but bring that thing that has been dealing with you. Bring it to me. And in that moment, he begins to question the daddy. He wants to know more information. Jesus right away knew what the deal was. The father explains that I've been going through how long, ever since he was a little kid, I've been dealing with this long problem that never seems to go away. Have you ever been there before? I'm talking about that nagging thing that continues to haunt you. That situation that you just can't seem to shake. Everybody got one. But this father confronts Jesus. And at the center of this is his faith. The father says, help me. But don't you sense his frustration, his desperation, and most of all, the action of Jesus? First of all, I applaud this father. Why? He was honest about his level of faith. He was not trying to put on. He was right to the point, and he begins to explain to Jesus, as we do, what the problem is and what we've been going through, and have a little talk with Jesus and take it to the Lord in prayer. And he says, but if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us. And Jesus says, if you can, everything is possible to the one who believes. He said to the King of Kings, if you can. He said to Alpha and Omega, if you, wasn't he courteous? If you can. He said to the Lord of Lords, if You can't. The father was honest. He didn't pretend. He had this thing under control. He knew his faith was at stake, but he was honest about where he was. Isn't that amazing? He had faith mixed in with doubt. He believed, but there was some doubt. I recall when we began this ministry, I had faith. Let's do this thing. I was, praise the Lord. But then doubt showed up. Sometimes driving home from work, I said, man, what are you doing? There was some doubt. There was some, what if it don't work? What if I maybe had a bad dream? Maybe God didn't tell me that. But where I was a level of faith that you and I continue to grow from. I don't know what your level is. I don't know. Maybe you're way over here. And you say something and you see God work it out. But some of us still struggle about God. Do you hear me? God, I want you to come and see about me. God, this week I've confronted some things. And I'm honest that if you can, sir, if you will, help me with my dilemma. Oh, y'all not talking today. I'm talking about when you feel like, I know I prayed this thing right. I know I prayed the scriptures, but somehow there's a part of me, there's a little chip inside of me that says, what if I'm asking the wrong way? What if he doesn't say anything? What if I've told folk, oh, God will do it? What if something happens in my life? He was honest about where I am. I'm not there. Oh, that's good news today. Over in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus gives this parable. He says, if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you can speak to your mountains and say, mountain, get out of my way. Y'all ever done that before? Had some trouble in your way and you say, you better back off me. And it backed up. You just say, well, I ain't got but a little bit of faith. What I know is that my God will provide. Won't he do it today? And so he was honest about where he was. I love that. But also, he had a heart to admit his shortcomings. The father cried out instantly, I do believe, but. I do believe. I go to church. I do believe. I got a big Bible. I do believe. I'm in the Bible class. I do believe. I've got a history with God. I do believe, but there's some honesty and there's some humility right together. Otherwise, I wouldn't have come to you. If I didn't have some shortcomings. And that's the thing about faith. Faith is not something that we talk. It's something that we live. And when you declare something, God is able to do it, maybe again not in your season or the way you want him to, but he will do it. He gave himself some room to grow by just having a heart to admit, yeah, I believe, but I've cried out the same way. I believe, but in the pit of my stomach, I'm saying, but. Can I be honest this morning? Yeah. I prayed on some things. I said, well, now, if you don't want to do it, God, it's all right. But I really want it. But I'm going to go ahead and say, you know, I'm not there yet, but I believe. I'm still a Christian. I still love the Lord, but there's that part of us that falls short. Ever happened to you? Ever voice your shortcomings? Ever admitted that I'm not quite there yet? I do believe, but there's some area in life I'm still struggling with. And that's an honest believer, to not make the world think you can snap your finger and say, won't God do it? You know, sometimes we put that show on. Oh, yeah, Doc, you just ain't praying hard enough. Are you not being specific in your prayer, bro? No, man, I'm saying, I'm praying, I believe, but there's that little part of me that I'm coming up short. But won't he grow you up along the way? James 1:6 says, but when you ask, You must believe and not doubt, because the one like us who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind, and it's something that we have to come to grips with. A heart to admit his shortcomings, honest about his level of faith. But finally, he believed that history would not repeat itself. He cried, "I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief. I've been dealing with this for a long time. My son's issues have been around since he was just a boy. I've had problems in my marriage for a long time. I've had problems on the job. I need you to help me to overcome my unbelief. Help me overcome those times when I feel like nobody loves me. Help me to overcome those times I feel like it just can't happen in my experience. My God, you are enjoying the miracles of God right now, but there was a part of you who didn't believe it was possible. Folk told you, oh, that never happened to you. But God showed up, and history will not repeat itself. I'm still a recovering person who's doubted. Hi, my name is Tim, and I'm still trying to get over doubting every now and then. Hi, my name is Tim. Every now and then, the very sermons I preach come back to get me on Sunday afternoon and say, "Do you really believe that?" Hi, my name is Tim. Every now and then, I find myself like you saying, "Lord, will you make a way?" Hi, my name is Tim. Every now and then, my knees buckle. Hi, my name is Tim. Every now and then, I get afraid. Hi, my name is Tim. Do you have that same experience where you swear and say, "You know, I need to overcome my unbelief"? You've talked a big faith game. You've not dealt with the what-ifs of life. But thank you, Daddy, for being so honest. Yeah. Say, "Lord, I need some help." Yeah. Luke 17 and 5 says, the apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." In other words, I got some, but can you jack it up a little bit, God? I got a little bit. Can you turn up my faith today so I might be able to make it along my journey? Now, before the curtains close on this matter, Jesus dealt with that evil spirit possessing the man's son. Onlookers were saying, and they were doubting. They thought the boy was dead. Faith, don't fail me now. But Jesus took him by the hand, stood him up, and when he was alone in the disciples' presence, he said, "Why couldn't you all cast out that spirit?" And he says, "Some things come by way of fasting and praying. Some things come by just staying and being steadfast. Some things come by way of saying, 'Lord, I trust you, but help me along my journey.'" And I'm so glad today that when I continue to pray, when I continue to look to him, he will make a way out of no way. Anybody know about that? In those moments when I feel that my faith is failing me, I must turn my attention toward the cross. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. It's where my faith was formed. It's where it took shape. It's where Jesus died but rose again, and that helps me. Thank God for somebody like me, that time and time again, I admit, as the songwriter says, "I am weak and I need thy strength and power to help me over my weakest hour. Lead me through the darkness thy face to see. Lead me, oh Lord, lead me. Lead me, guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I shall not stray. Lord, help me walk each day with thee. Lead me, oh Lord." You want to be led today by the Lord? I know your situation is much like mine. But say, "Lord, lead me to a higher height. Lead me to a place where I can trust you even more." And that's good news. As a result, I believe that my attitude will change and my beliefs will take shape and my courage will increase and my determination will reach a new level and my faith will become natural and my goals will go beyond reality and my joy will be noticeable and my love become contagious and my outlook will overwhelm me and my peace will pass all understanding and my praise will have meaning and my response will be, Lord, thank you. I just want to thank him today. Why? Because of what he's already done for me. I thank you that when I was down and out, you brought me up. I thank you when my faith was faltering, you gave me what I needed. Has he done it for you today? You say, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm not who I used to be. Now I believe more. Why? You've shaped my unbelief. You've taken the pieces of what I didn't think was possible, and you've put them together. Love the text that says, go down to the potter's house. That your faith has been shattered. And your faith has been broken. And the prophet says, go down and just watch the potter. And watch how he forms the wheel. Our faith is like that. You've had some knockdowns and you've had some situations, but don't you know that God is still forming your faith? He's still putting you back together again. He's still making a way out of no way. He is available to do that. Faith, don't fail me now. I know what you've done, but don't fail me now. That's the word of God today. It is already blessed. Come on, stand today and give God a praise. Knowing he will help us in our most vulnerable moments. He promised he would. He never breaks a promise. He always keeps his word. That thing you've been dealing with, admit, God, I believe. But deal with the part of me that's a little shaky. He'll do it today in your experience. And what happened was is that Father came to Jesus. Disciples couldn't do it, but he came to the right one. Come to Jesus right now. He'll do the impossible in your life. You've gone to everybody else but Jesus. You've shared it with everybody else. They already know. But you've not made your way to Jesus and said, Lord, I need you to work this out. Come to Jesus.
Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus.
Just now.
Just now. Come to Jesus.
That's no small matter. I mean, think of what it took for that father to say, you know what? I've been trusting his followers too long. Why don't I just go right to him? And when I came, he says, and bring your issue with you. Bring that thing that's been holding you back with you. And I will work it out. Even when doubters were still saying, oh, there's something wrong. He'll do it today. Maybe you've come to this place. You and your issue. Bring both to Jesus. He'll save you today. Bible says if you come, confess your sins unto Jesus. He's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. He'll save you today. If you go to him, don't send a rep. You go and make your case. He wants to save you. As those heads are bowed today, Father, I come in the name of Jesus. If there's one in this place today who knows not the Savior, who knows not the one who can cast out evil spirits, the one who can put food on the table, the one who can give you shelter, peace of mind and joy, may they get to know him today. I pray even now that confession might be theirs. Enter that heart today. That person might have an experience in knowing you. If you believe it today, confess it today, he'll do it. We ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Give God a praise today. Amen. And all day, say, Faith, don't fail me now. We bless God today for you. Thank God for those who join us by way of Facebook Live. To God be the glory. We thank God for those who might want to join by way of Facebook. Come on in. But if you've come today in this place and you desire to be a part of Harvest Christian Ministries, the doors are always open for you. We're a loving church. We're a church who tries to do that which God has called us to do. And you can walk for the Lord now. You can continue to come. You can just keep showing up in the Spirit. We bless God today.
I pray you were blessed by today's sermon. I am just so thrilled that God would use me to help you and to encourage you in the Lord. Now, to find out more about our ministry, go to our website. It's www.com2harvest.org. That's www.com2harvest.org. Also, check out our brand new church app. It's called HCM Baltimore. That's HCM Baltimore. Go and search Google Play or iTunes and then download it, and you'll be blessed immensely by this app. It'll give you devotionals, videos, prayer wall directions, and everything you will need. Again, Dr. Tim Tootin in Baltimore County, Maryland. Have a great day in the Lord, and thank you so much for listening.